All right. Hey, teachers, leaders of our students. This is going to be a part two discussion of our goals, the goals that we have for our student ministries at Covenant Presbyterian Church. And we've been talking about how we have head goals, heart goals, and hand goals. And we mentioned head goals in the last section. Walk through Bible content at the early years, really trying to get the students to know Scripture, to memorize Scripture, to know the catechism questions. We want to really work that in those early years. And then as they get into middle school, we're trying to show them how what they know from the Scriptures answers the questions that people are asking and they're asking. And then as they get into high school, we want them to see them begin making reasons for why they believe what they believe. Those are head goals. What about heart goals? Heart goals. Let's work our way through those. These are fun. Really, at the We Covenant and the Covenant Kids age group, we really want to see them developing relationships with their peers, with people in other generations, with intergenerational relationships. You know, when you think about when a child is born, a baby comes out of his or out of her mother. The baby is born. And the first act, the very first act that a child does in this world is scream. I mean, the very first thing we do in this world is get angry. From the moment of birth, we are angry. We are screaming. We're demanding. And, you know, when our kids come into our student ministries at the very young level, the We Covenant age group, when our kids first come in, they're self-centered. In fact, they're self-centered. We're all self-centered. But at that early level, they think everything is about them, that everything should be, that they should demand what they want and get what they want right now. So at this early level, one of the goals we have for the heart of these kids is for them to look around at the people that are around them and to value and love the other humans, the other Christians that are around them. Again, another old Bible word for this, we say this every week in the Apostles' Creed, is this is called the communion of the saints. We want our kids to value and have communion with the kids and the teachers that are around them. That's a heart goal. And so, you know, take the opportunity, teachers, to let the kids connect to the students around them. And here's one very practical way to do that. One very practical way to do that is to talk to them about how they can welcome visitors. We do this from time to time in youth. How do we welcome a visitor in? Sometimes I might even go to one of the teenagers and say, hey, look, that person's visiting. Would you go talk to them? Find out their name and what their interests are. But teachers, we need to be teaching our kids how to welcome new people into their existing relationships. At a very young level, we want to be teaching them. That's a heart goal. We want them to value relationships with other people. When they get into the middle school, we want to maintain that. We want to keep that going. But what we really want to start having our students value is having private and public worship. Now, private worship, of course, is just reading the Scriptures and praying. We want to see them meditating on Scripture, thinking about Scripture, and then also having a time of prayer, praying for other people. And so, again, one of the things we do is I encourage students to read Scripture in class, read it out loud. Hey, you read this verse, to get them familiar with reading Scripture, and have them pray. Who will pray for John's sister? Who will pray? Who will pray? Okay, thank you. You pray for John's sister. She's not well right now. So we're trying to teach them to read the Scriptures and pray. And then at the corporate level, again, we want them to just value and love getting together. We talked about this under our mission statement as well. But at that middle school level, private and public worship, really we want to see them growing in an admiration for and a love for that, valuing that. And then at the high school level, just building on all of those, again, we want to see them involved in a mentoring type relationship with someone older than them, teaching them Scripture, with someone older than them, walking them through life. We want to have them value being mentored. And, you know, it's easy. I remember when I was in high school, and I work with a lot of high schoolers, it's easy to think when you're in high school, I have all the answers. I already know everything. I don't need someone to correct me. I don't need someone to teach me. Well, we want our students to see that the faith of Christ is intergenerational, that it's passed on to us. The Psalm 78 says that we will tell the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord. We want them to value hearing the faith, hearing the gospel, and hearing how God has worked in the lives of those who are older than them, mentoring. We want them to value that. All right, so those are our heart goals. Developing relationships, looking around and loving the people around them, really beginning valuing the scriptures in a private and in a public level, and then having the relationship of scripture brought together, those two things of scriptures and relationships brought together at the high school level in a mentoring relationship. And then, let's move on to hand goals. All right, this is our last category. This will be our last category. Hand goals, and these refer to service. And, again, at the Week Covenant and the Covenant Kids level, very basic, but we want to see kids sharing. I've seen kids just take a massive amount of food at our fellowship time after worship, right? Just pile the goldfish on their plates or pile the cookies up. And what we want at that very, very early level, they're 5 years old, they're 7 years old, they're in third grade. We want them to learn to share and to see that one of the ways they can follow Jesus and serve the people around them is by sharing, waiting and taking their turns, being friendly. So teachers, I want to encourage you to point that out in the lives of our students, to ask questions about serving, to let them serve one another in class, to let them pass out papers, to let them help you clean up, to make serving a good thing in their eyes. At the middle school level, what I have found at this level is that the students really need help in understanding and using the gifts that God has given them. You know, a lot of times middle schoolers, you ask them, what spiritual gifts do you have? What strengths do you have? And they'll either think they can do everything or they think they can do nothing. Those who are very confident think, I can do everything. Right? I can play sports. I can learn to play music. I'm friendly. I'm outgoing. I'm fast. I'm handsome. They have this sense, I can do anything and everything. Or there are those who might not have quite that level of confidence and they think, well, I can do nothing. I've got no gifts. I'm worthless. And at this level, we want to spend time with students, helping them. And this usually takes place in a one-on-one conversation, but just says, hey, I've noticed that you're really sympathetic with people when they're hurting. Or, hey, you're a great public speaker. Or, I've noticed that whenever there's an opportunity to serve, you're here. And point out to them the giftednesses and the inclinations that we see in their lives, because we want to point them in the directions that God has gifted them. You're really gifted in this area. I'd love to see you take the opportunity to use this gift at the nursing home or at the passing of the peace. And then when we get into the high school level, what do we want to see them doing? Well, we really want to see our students taking opportunities to lead, and we give them those opportunities to go on mission trips, to do evangelism, to do a community service and local outreach projects. And so we really want to get them out there serving, taking the lead, organizing things. We're going to serve using their hands as an opportunity to be a blessing to others. Well, teachers, that covers our goals. We've talked about our head goals in the last talk, and in this talk about our heart goals and hand goals. If you haven't yet had a chance to get a copy of the chart that Kelly has put together, feel free to email her, kelly@mycovenantpc.com, and she'll email it to you right away. But it's a great, helpful little chart. And thanks for spending time with me, teachers. You've gone through the mission statement and our goals. Thank you very much. Hope you have a great day. God bless you. Bye. Bye. Yep.